from the northern section of Richland County to Richland Center to take on the Hornets today in a non-conference game that we've been looking forward to. The Eagles come in with a record of 2-0. Richland Center looking for its first win after a couple losses, one to Boscobel and another to Portage. Obviously, the Hornets playing schools of all size and playing some good programs here in the preseason in anticipation of that first conference game coming up on Friday night. As Coach mentioned, Thomas Ohner on the mound warming up for Richland Center. Trevor Westfall will be his opposition pitching for Weston this afternoon. Here is the Weston starting lineup. The catcher, Garrett Granger, will lead it off, followed by the shortstop, Isaac Jennings. The pitcher is Trevor Westfall. Garrett Jennings at third base hits cleanup. Colton Newman, the center fielder, hits fifth. Logan Bingham is at second base and batting in the next spot. At seven is Corbin Gross, the right fielder. Hunter Coy at first base bats eighth, and the number nine hitter is left fielder Blake Bingham. Richland Center defensively tonight with Thomas Ohner on the mound, Jacob McDonald behind the plate. Wes Bosworth is at first base. Cole Wassinger at second. Lane Miller, the shortstop. Isaac Gauld at third base. In the outfield, Ethan Hady in left, Brady Dosh in center, and Darius Salazar is the right fielder. Just about set for action here as we hit the first pitch at 1 minute after five tonight. Good timing. Ohner says yes to the sign from the windup. There is the pitch. Bounce back to the pitcher and grabbed there by Ohner. He'll throw to first in time. One up and one down in the ballgame. Batting number two is Isaac Jennings for the Weston Silver Eagles, and he'll stand in just a moment. Joining us just up fresh from the bench is Hayden Burke, who's one of the managers for Richland Center. But, Hayden, you're going to help us out this year a little bit.
Yeah, I'm excited to get up here and help you out, Phil. Awesome time up here with you.
Good to have you aboard. Here's the pitch, and that one is high. One ball and no strikes. So the Hornets have quite a few players from back from last year. Are they optimistic?
Yeah, they're looking good. Ohner threw about 12 pitches yesterday, so he's a little warmed up.
That warmed him up. Here's a high fly to left field. Well hit by Jennings. It's going to roll all the way to the fence. Picked up in left field by Hady, and that's a stand-up two-bagger for Isaac Jennings. Good hit.
Yeah, that was a nice hit out there.
Now, you were down on the field, Hayden. How much of a factor do you think the wind could be tonight?
Well, it could be quite a factor. The boys seem warm. They look like they got their warm gear on, so seen a couple turtlenecks out there.
Sure.
But, yeah, they're looking warmed up.
Trevor Westfall, the next batter for Weston. One away, runner at second base here in the opening inning. Ohner back to the belt. There's the pitch. Foul ball, first base side, and over the Hornet dugout and out of play. Nothing and one to the batter. So what year are you in school this year?
I'm an 11th grader.
Okay.
I'll be graduating in 2025. I plan to go into sports broadcasting, so.
Awesome.
Pretty excited.
Back to second base is the runner, Isaac Jennings. And Trevor Westfall up. Ready to roll against Ohner. The pitch down low for a ball. And the count goes to 1-1.
He's looking like he's throwing a little low tonight.
Got to try to bring it up a little bit. Yeah, the other night when I saw him, he came on in relief, and that's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Coach Lemke has Jacob up that glove a little bit.
Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball on the shortstop side. Waiting out of his Lane Miller. Picks it up, throws a BB to first base.
That's two down.
Jennings held at second base. Garrett Jennings will be the batter. Yeah. So, nice play on the infield. Lane Miller, who's looking to play baseball at the next level, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. It looks like he committed, so.
He'll officially sign during Sting Night coming up on Saturday night at the Phoenix Center. So, here is Garrett Jennings playing third base tonight. Weston with a good array of talent, a lot of guys that can pitch. Garrett certainly one of them. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Nothing and one to the batter.
Yeah, that was a nice, clean, right down the middle pitch by Ohner there.
Yeah, he took a little bit off of it, didn't he?
Yeah, it looked a little slower, but a little more accurate, so.
Back to grab the bat. Now the batter swings and fouls it off. Nothing and two. So Isaac Jennings was the winning pitcher last night for Weston in their victory against Kickapoo. Garrett, his brother. Saw these guys play a little bit of home talent baseball last summer as well. Getting some off-season work from the high school team. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and two strikes. How about that new scoreboard out there, Hayden?
Yeah, I got the privilege to run it for the first time last night. It's super nice. Looking good.
Awesome. Back to the belt is Honer. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball toward first outside the bag. They call it foul. So how easy is it to use? Is it user-friendly to run that scoreboard?
Or? Yeah, it's pretty simple. You got buttons, and the words are on the screen, and then you just press the button that's below the word, and yeah, it seemed to run perfect last night for me. So
good. Over the years, sometimes I would be the only one in the booth at various places, and they'd say, can you run the scoreboard? And it was always like, okay, but you got to hit plus one, and you got to do this, and it's like, that's too much.
Maybe. Yeah. I had a struggle with that last night, but I got to figure it out. Ooh.
Here's
the dugout.
Foul ball, yep, right off the top of the dugout. Back to the pitcher, Thomas Honer. Runner at second base, Isaac Jennings. He is still there at second with two away. Honer looking for the plate, delivers one high. Two balls and two strikes. So who's the pitcher that can throw the hardest for the Richland Center Hornets this year?
I'd say Lane.
Lane Miller?
Yeah, he was throwing pretty fast. I heard 90 the one night.
Wow. Here's a jumper to third. Galled over to field it. Throws, and it is dug out at the other end, but not in time. Wes Bosworth digs it out. The runner is safe. Runner moves to third base on the play.
Seen Wes make a nice play last night. Runner went to steal, and Lane turned back and threw it to him and got him out before he could get back to first base.
Is that right?
Yeah. Nice play by Wes. I wouldn't be surprised to see another one tonight.
Runners at the corners for Weston, and this is Colton Newman, the center fielder. No score, just underway for Richland Center High School. Two away, Weston with a threat going here in the opening inning. Honer with the deal.
He's going.
First to second, throw to first. Yeah, they're going to cut it off at shortstop, and they'll concede the runner.
So now they got runners on second and third here. Two outs.
Newman's got a great chance here with a safety through the infield. Hornets trying to get out of it. Honer ready. Here's the pitch, and it's going to be swung on and missed.
And here comes that sun right through the clouds.
It's pretty bright when it comes out, isn't it?
Yeah.
We should mention girls soccer is going on tonight as well at the same time. Hornets hosting a team from Galena. Busy place here at Richland Center High School.
Yeah, and softball's got a game down at the other end, so.
Lancaster, isn't it, I think?
Yep.
High fly to left field. Left fielder is Ethan Haiti, and he's up and grabs it for the out. Nice job. That will do it for the Silver Eagles in the inning. No runs and a couple of hits, and no errors. Two left on, a half inning complete. Weston nothing, Richland Center coming up in high school baseball from WRCO Sports.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Kirstie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Kirstie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Kirstie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with five shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
batting order for the Richland Center Hornets. Brady Dosh, the center fielder, leads it off. Jacob McDonald, the catcher, hits second. Lane Miller, the shortstop, bats third. Wes Bosworth at first base hitting cleanup. Isaac Gall, the third baseman, will hit fifth. Cole Wassinger at second will be followed by the DH, Logan Peterson, Ethan Haiti, the left fielder, and Thomas Hohner, the pitcher. Trevor Westfall lines and fires, and the pitch is taken for a strike on the inside corner. Nothing in one, bottom of one, Westfall and Garrett Granger, the battery for Weston. Dosh from the windup. Here is the pitch. I should say Westfall. High fly to left field in there for a base hit.
Here we go. Dosh to first.
The rest of the Weston defense. Hunter Coy at first. Logan Bingham at second. Trevor Westfall at short. Garrett Jennings at third. Blake Bingham is the left fielder. Colton Newman in center. Corbin Burns in right field for the Weston Silver Eagles.
Here comes number 17, Jacob.
All right. We are set. McDowell, the catcher for the Hornets. Dosh with a good jump. He's off. The pitch is wild back to the screen, and it'll
be. He's going to make it. He's going third.
Oh,
no, turning around.
Going to hold there. Back to the bag.
Just about made it, too.
Dosh taking off, so give him a stolen base. Good job by Garrett Granger. There's a long distance behind the catcher here at Richland Center. Hornets with a man in scoring position. Here's the pitch. High. Count goes to 2-1 on Jacob McDonald. Again, tagging is Brady Dosh. He's got good speed out there. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball toward the third base side. Bobble there.
Right through his glove.
And it will be safe at first base for Jacob McDonald.
I think a smart decision for Brady to stay there as it went right to third. Went through his glove, but still probably would have got out.
Yep, so he stays put. Two aboard for Lane Miller, the shortstop. Lane will clean the cleats. Like Richland Center's got a courtesy runner, Hayden.
Yeah, looks like it.
So that is that Avery McGlynn?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking like.
Okay. Number 7, Avery McGlynn, now at first base, running for the catcher as a courtesy. Jacob McDonald gets a chance to chill out and get his catcher's gear back on. That's not easy to do.
No, you usually need another guy out there to speed up the process.
Here's the batter, and here's the pitch, and it's just a little bit low. One ball and no strikes. Wes Bosworth due next for the Hornets. Actually better when it's overcast, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Here's the pitch.
Foul.
One ball and one strike. Snack bar is open today. They got any good food down there, do they?
Yeah, they got some hot dogs, brats, some Mountain Dew, Pepsi.
Well, there you go. Nothing like it. Even if you're not hungry at a baseball game, those always smell good.
Oh, yeah, nothing like a hot dog and Mountain Dew at a baseball game.
Tastes good. The pitch is down low for a ball, and the count is 2-1 on Lane Miller. No score in the bottom of the first, but the Hornets with two aboard and nobody out. Here's the pitch. Swing, and a piece of it evens the count. Two balls and two strikes.
I'd be careful here. Make sure it's the right one.
Westfall ready. Miller will try to guard the plate. Here's the pitch. It's called strike three. Caught him looking. So nice pitch from Westfall. And there is one away for Wes Bosworth.
Yeah, that one looked like it got in there fast.
Yep. Looked like it was right spot, lower part of the strike zone. So Wes Bosworth will be the batter. He's a left-handed hitter. Can hit for some power for the Hornets, can he?
Yeah, he can. Him and Lane, I would say, are probably the two. They can really put the ball in play. So
this one is foul down the left field line, out of play, nothing in one. Bosworth will come back and get the bat. You helped out managing basketball, too, didn't you?
Yep, I was basketball and football.
Oh, football, too. Okay.
Yep.
So you saw these guys. Wes Bosworth, he's been in all three sports that you've been in as well, right?
Yeah. I've been with Wes all 3 years so far. It'll be fourth next year.
Nothing in one. This one fouled off for strike two on Bosworth. So they'll come back and do it again. The Hornet runner's getting a little bit of wind sprints going on right now.
Staying warm out there with that wind, that's a good thing.
Sure. Wind blowing out a little bit toward left center field. Westfall back to the belt. The 0-2 offering hangs outside. One ball and two strikes. JV action going on as well, or are they just practicing? I can't tell. If there's an opponent, or maybe it's an inter-squad game.
Yeah, it does. I can't tell if there's a Weston team over there or not.
Chopper
got him at third.
Back to the mound, and then back to Jennings. Garrett steps in the bag at third in front of Brady Dosh for out number two. So the runner McGlynn goes to second. Bosworth at first on a fielder's choice. And that'll bring up Isaac Gauld. Isaac, number 25. He's a freshman, right?
Yeah, he is. He's a freshman. But he's been playing baseball for a long time, so he knows what he's doing out there.
Pitch is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Runners back to one and two. Weston trying to get out of it in the bottom of the first without any damage. Here's the pitch, chopped sharply deep in the hole. It's short, bobbled by Trevor Westfall, picked up, and everybody is safe.
Full bases and Hades up.
McDonald's runner, Avery McGlynn at third, Wes Bosworth at second, and Isaac Gauld at first base for Cole Wassinger. Cole's played a lot of innings for the Hornets now over the years as well.
Yeah.
Is he a senior?
No, he's my grade. He's 11th grade.
A junior, okay. I don't have the years of the fellas today. The pitch is outside for ball.
He's also been playing baseball all 3 years, so.
Plays a good second base. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, first base side. Should be playable. Hunter Coy is over, and he's got it. And the Eagles get out of it here in the opening inning.
Scoreless game going into the second.
No runs and a hit. There was an error. Two left arm. Yep, that'll do it for one inning of play. No score between Weston and Richland Center in high school baseball from WRCO Sports.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Dirt, dust, grime. No matter what you call it or where you find it, the experts at Gander's Cleaning Service will take care of the dirty work for you. From residential to commercial, Gander's Cleaning Service offers one-time, weekly, or monthly cleaning services. Call Gander's Cleaning Service today at 647-4349 for a free estimate. And yes, they do windows, along with carpets, upholstery, construction cleanup, and general cleaning. For all of your cleaning needs, talk to the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service, Richland Center, 647-4349.
Logan Bingham leads off the top of the second and fouls one off. Nothing in one. Bingham will be followed by Corbin Gross and Hunter Coy. 6, 7, and 8 batters for the Weston Silver Eagles. Phil Nee joined by Hayden Burke for the early part of the game today. Here's the pitch. Bounces back to the pitcher. Knocked down by Hohner, and he'll throw him out.
There we go. Nice throw by Hohner. Get there to first.
One away. The batter will be Corbin Gross. So Coach Lemke kind of wants Thomas to go as far as he can tonight, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it's sounding like. Like I said, he threw about 12 pitches yesterday. But, yeah, he said he wanted him as ready to go as possible. So he's seen a lot of Thomas tonight.
Gross the batter. Here's the pitch, and it's strike one. Nothing in one. As a pitcher, important to get out and just kind of take control, get ahead in the count early. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Strike two.
Well, he's throwing some good good pitches right now.
Yeah, right down the boulevard there. Gross moves up in the batter's box a little bit. Honer from the windup, the pitch. Check swing at a ball. And he didn't go around on the appeal to first base. One and two to the hitter. Boy, lots of people here tonight.
Yeah, there is.
Hard to find a place for the old vibe to park. Here's one out of play on a swing by Gross.
Snack bar better watch out. They might get a baseball through the roof.
They might. Yeah, it's been close. Right now, Galena leading Richland Center in girls soccer 2-0, it looks like. Here's the pitch. Strike three called on Gross. Oh. Honer with a K is first of the night.
That was some good pitching by Thomas right there for that out.
Hunter Coy will be the batter. Hayden, I don't know if you have powerful eyes or not, but, you know, boy, if a person had binoculars, you might be able to see the softball scoreboard from here.
Yeah, I don't think I can see that far, Phil.
Chopper foul outside of third. We learned this morning on the quiz that it doesn't help to eat carrots to improve your eyesight, so that ain't going to help.
Man, I've been eating carrots all my life thinking that.
I like carrots.
Yeah. I do, too.
Nothing in one to the batter. A new baseball coming out for Thomas. And standing back in is Hunter Coy, the first baseman for Coach Jennings. Here's the pitch. It's upstairs. Good run last year in the tournament by Weston. Just a perfect example of peaking at the right time and making a run to the sectional. One and one. This one chopped foul. Got a piece of it, looks like. One ball and two strikes. Two away in the second inning. Owner from the windup. There's the pitch. Took a little off it.
Up. No way.
Gall is not going to get there.
Over the fence, it looked like.
So Coy stays alive. Into the bullpen. I know they've worked on this diamond quite a bit in the offseason, haven't they?
Yeah. They've done a lot to improve it.
From the windup, here's the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. 2-2. It was out here for a football game last year. They could have played baseball that night. It was well kept.
Yeah, they keep it nice and fresh all season long, so.
2-2 is up high, ball three.
Yeah, and if you look, it looks like McDonald did pick that glove up just a tad bit. Maybe hoping for a higher zone.
Yep, just a little bit out of the strike zone. Here's the payoff. And that one is swung on and missed, and Honer walks off the mound with a couple of strikeouts here in the inning.
Well, that was a good inning for Thomas. Maybe some confidence in keeping this good streak up.
No runs across, and after an inning and a half, Weston nothing, Richland Center nothing. You're in high school baseball, WRCO Radio Sports.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family-owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. Service 536-3700.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Looking for a relaxing getaway not too far from home? You can find it at Alana Springs Campground in the beautiful hills of Richland County. Alana Springs offers daily, weekly, monthly, and seasonal rates. Need a great spot for an outdoor event? Alana Springs has a wonderful pavilion to rent for reunions, weddings, and other fun get-togethers. For more info, call Colleen at 647-2600 or see them on the web at alanaspringscampground.com. Get away from it all. Go camping.
Leading off here in the second inning, Logan Peterson with a fly ball to the center fielder. Colt Newman pulls it in for the first out. First ball hitting, Logan is retired. Ethan Haiti, number 8, is the batter. Westfall with a pitch. This one ripped towards second. Second baseman over, diving. Can't quite come up with it on the edge of the outfield grass. And Haiti is aboard.
Nice hit by Haiti there coming off that bat.
Yeah, we'll have to call it a hit. It was a nice effort by Logan Bingham to try and haul it in. Got it in his glove, but not quite. He almost came up with a super play there.
Yeah. Thomas up the bat here. You got to...
He squares.
Looking for a bunt.
Here's the pitch. That one is high. One
Haiti
ball and no strikes.
Looked like they were looking to get Haiti on that one, but he got back to the bag in time. So
Ethan's got good wheels over there. He'll be signing maybe next year. Is he a junior?
Yep.
Here's the pitch. Emma signing this Saturday night. Here's a bunt. Nice one by Honer. Picked up by the pitcher. The throw, and they didn't get him. Throw pulled the first baseman off the bag. And at second is Haiti. Honer at first.
Got to wonder if they're going to put a courtesy runner in for Honer after trying to keep him clean for pitching.
They'll give Weston a little bit of extra time. It looked like Hunter Coy came off the bag kind of awkwardly, and they're going to check on his welfare.
And in comes a courtesy runner for Thomas Honer.
All right. Good eyes there. Not exactly sure who it is. He has to turn around. Hard to see the numbers from the front.
Yeah.
I think it might be Braden Argo, but we'll see. The batter, top of the order, Brady Dosh. He led off the game with a single. One away in the Hornet half of the second, scoreless here at RCHS. Haiti leads at second. Honer from first. Westfall is ready. There's the pitch, and it's a strike call. I like the umpire. Man, you can hear him. You can tell when it's a strike, can't you?
I was shocked. I heard him call it.
Here's the next pitch. This one is going to be swung on and missed.
Looks a little high to be swinging on that one, Brady, but...
Two strikes on the batter.
Man, you can never tell. Just got to be down there in the batter's box to be able to really tell.
Yeah, we're up at the upper level. Here's the pitch. Swung on.
There we go.
Right, base hit. That's going to score. Haiti, I believe, they've got him waved as the ball rolls loose in right field. One run will score. Let's see, they've got Honer coming around third. He'll hold there. Dosh at second, and it's 1-0 Hornets. He snuck that through. Well, nice hit, wasn't it?
There we go. Now we can really tell who that courtesy runner is. It's looking like 14 or 13. So David. David's the courtesy runner for Thomas.
David Dadoon?
Yep.
All right. So he's at third base.
Number 13.
Brady Dosh at first. And Jacob McDonald will be the batter.
Well, they snuck that one into a double.
Here's the pitch. High for a ball. Jacob reaching on an error last time. 1-0. Hornets threatening for more. Two aboard in scoring position. And there's the pitch. Ripped in the air to left field. Left fielder over in the gap area, and he's got it. Hornets tag. And Dadoon will come in to score run number two on a sack fly by Jacob McDonald.
There we go. Bringing in two.
That'll bring up Lane Miller. There's still a runner out there. That's Brady Dosh.
Man, Weston can battle back, but you kind of wonder if it feels good for Richland Center to get up a couple on him.
Hornets have struggled with leads this year so far. They led yesterday, though, didn't they?
Yeah, we led to start the game in the fifth inning.
That was
really
it?
Yep.
This one is going to be called a ball to Lane Miller. He struck out last time.
You got to watch Miller. He can really put them balls into play. He's got a powerful hit, and you'll see it right there.
Oh, it's going to be a pop-up. Shortstop is back, edge of the outfield grass.
And he's got it.
Westfall got it. Trevor Westfall pulls it in for out number three, and that will do it here in the inning. Two runs across on a couple of base hits. There was an error and one left on.
Good inning for the Hornets there.
They lead 2-0 after two on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
to record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
In the third inning for Weston, Blake Bingham will lead it off. Number nine hitter, he'll be followed by the top of the order, Garrett Granger and Isaac Jennings. For the Eagles, for Richland Center, two runs and three hits, no runs, two hits for Weston. Here's Bingham and Hohner from the windup, the pitch. Fouled. Strike one. Nothing and one.
Yeah, you could hear it tip off the bat on that one.
Just a little bit, yeah. From the windup, Hohner's pitch is going to be popped toward first. Here's Bosworth, and he's got it for the out.
Hohner was at the bag to back him up, but he snagged that one out of the air. Way to go.
Good hustle. Now, I can't tell, Hayden, did they mow the outfield here yet?
Yeah, it kind of smelled like fresh grass down there. I'm not sure if they mowed or it's just a fresh grass smell. But
I know they were mowing like parts around here. I saw the mower out today, which I think that might be the first time I've seen a mower this year.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch, and that one has popped up first base side. Second baseman Cole Wassinger drifting over, and he's got it for out number two.
Two down.
And I think Hayden, important for Thomas Hohner because he has thrown three pitches and he has two outs.
Yeah, that's got to give him some confidence in that one.
So that'll bring up Isaac Jennings, who doubled back in the first inning, one of two Weston hits that inning.
After last inning, giving him a little bit of a easier inning here would keep that arm.
From the windup down low is the pitch. One ball and no strikes.
Yeah, that one hit dirt.
But the field is in really good shape. You know, some grass infields may be a little bit long this time of year, but this one is pretty even.
Yeah, I think it's pretty unique how they have this field set up. I enjoy it.
One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and no strikes. These Weston batters are very aggressive at the plate. They like to be up there getting their money's worth, and they
yeah,
do.
That's a good point that you make. I've noticed that they're swinging on a lot of pitches. But
here's a rip to left, hit. And Haiti is back, and he's got it for the out.
Wow.
Good ride by Isaac Jennings.
Yeah, like you were saying, they're aggressive at the plate. They're swinging the bat, hitting the ball, and unfortunately just falling in the wrong places. But
hitting them at them right now. No runs, no hits, no errors for Weston. In the third, we go to the bottom of the third. Richland Center 2, Weston nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Our
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Batting in the bottom of the third inning, Wes Bosworth, Isaac Gauld, and Cole Wasinger for Richland Center. Leading 2-0, it's the bottom of the third here. High school sports coming your way tonight. Plans for soccer later this week and some softball, so we're gonna be busy. As long as the weather holds out.
Yeah.
Here's Bosworth. The pitch ripped down the right field alley, and that one
is going.
And it's rolling toward the fence. Bosworth rounding, and now here comes the throw from Colton Newman. It's a double for Wes Bosworth.
Yeah, he really swung that one out there. Good effort, though, by the outfielders to get there and try and make that catch.
Right. I mean, when he was coming around the bases, I thought maybe he'd have a chance for three. So it was played well by Newman. Well, here is Isaac Gauld. He reached last time on an error, standing in with a runner at second base. And here's the pitch, and it's a strike call. Nothing and one to the hitter. Hornets looking for a first win of the season. Here's the pitch. That one is called high. One and one. A lot of players back from last year's club. 1-1 offering is bounced toward the right field side and over to field. A nice play. Bingham throws him out at first. On the play, Bosworth goes to third. That was a super play, wasn't it?
Yeah. Looked like he bounced it in the dirt right away and it took off.
4-3 put out.
Seen a little dust come up at the plate. So when he swung it, I don't know if the bat hit the dirt or the ball hit the dirt.
Okay. But kind of a golf shot, maybe?
Yeah.
But anyway, it moves the runner, so it works well for the Hornets. Cole Wasinger, the batter, with a runner a heartbeat away. The pitch fouled back for a strike. Nothing in one. So you're in the dugout all the time. Who's the comedian of the team, of all the players? Any idea?
I'd say Darius. Darius, he makes a good effort to make some noise when the other pitcher's out on the mound. And
sure.
Really tries to put a bug in their ear.
Swinging a piece of it. That is strike two on Cole Wasinger.
But really, I mean, the whole team, man, they put in a good effort to make some noise and just cheer on their teammates. It's awesome.
Here comes the next pitch. That one is down low for a ball.
Not sure if you can hear them. They're always yelling pumpkin for some reason, and you know what? I don't know why.
Pumpkin?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, maybe the ball's like a pumpkin, like easy to hit or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
1-2, down low for a ball. Count even at 2-2.
I've always been meaning to ask the last couple games, and I just never have. But
it's one of those baseball things, you know.
Yeah.
Lots of words in there. 2-2, here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. When I was playing, they would always say, you know, oh, you're swinging like a barn door. It was kind of like, you know, if you're putting somebody down. They always put me down, though, you know, my own teammates, but. Swinging like a barn door, which I don't think is a good thing, really. Here's a chopper deep in the hole at short. Should score the run. Westfall wheels and deals and got him.
Ooh.
And the run scores.
Nice throw by Westfall.
That is a score for the Hornets to make it 3-0. Wasinger, RBI ground out. Yeah, Trevor had to throw a strike to get him at first base. And the hitter now will be Logan Peterson, the designated hitter. He flew out to center field last time. Here's the pitch, and he swings through and misses.
Well, this is Peterson's first year on varsity, and you gotta watch him. He can do some damage to that ball if he gets a hold of it. He can put it out in the field of play. So
nothing in one. Chopper to first, slow roller, glove there by Hunter Coy. Throws to the second baseman covering. No, not in time. So the Hornets will have a base runner.
Got two outs, so they got to be careful here. But
that'll bring up Ethan Haiti. Ethan singled and scored in the previous inning, so he will stand in after a brief word between catcher and pitcher. Runner leads at first base. Coy is playing the bag. The pitch is lifted to left. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up by Newman. Runner stops at second. Haiti at first with a single. He's two for two.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. I mean, Richland Center not swinging at too much, but when they are, they're putting that ball in play. So
swinging confidently tonight.
But, I mean, good effort by Weston just getting it up, getting the ball up, and making sure it's in play so nothing else is happening, no advancing to bases.
Thomas Hohner, the batter, reached on an error last time and scored. Runners at first and second. The pitch, and he checked his swing and went around, they say. Nothing in one.
You know, Phil, you always got to wonder about the pitcher's arm being sore, but, man, them outfielders, they have to throw that ball pretty far. So.
Yeah, they do. That's a little bit different throw. Pitch is called strike two. And a lot of times, you know, you're standing there, especially on a cold day, and you don't throw for quite a few minutes.
They're just sitting out there kind of waiting for the ball to come and play, and then you got to throw a ball that far. Kind of wonder if that affects the arm or not.
Swing and a miss by the batter, and a big strikeout for Trevor Westfall as he retires the Hornets here. That is his second strikeout, but the Hornets will strand two. In the inning, a run across on a couple of base hits. There was an error, and two left on. So we go to the fourth inning. Richland Center leading at 3-0 over Weston tonight in high school baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbach here from the Philbach Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbach.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbach Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbach Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Leading off the fourth inning for Weston, Trevor Westfall. He'll be followed by Garrett Jennings and Colton Newman. Hohner from the windup. Nope, time was called. Thomas went through the motion, everything except throwing the ball.
Yeah. Stopped him just in time.
Just in time.
Yesterday, man, the umpire took a shot right above the heart.
Ooh, there's a fly ball to center. Base hit by Westfall. So he leads off for Weston with a single. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, it came off the tip of the bat and hit him right above the heart. And, man, they dropped him. He was laying on the ground. But thankfully he got up and everybody went and checked on him. He was good to go. So he finished the game. But, yeah.
Yeah, you forget sometimes how dangerous it can be back there.
Yeah.
Jennings singled last time, and he will take a look at a strike. Nothing in one. Hohner right around the strike zone all the time. I've been impressed by his performance tonight.
Yeah, he's really throwing a good game. I mean, even considering throwing 12 pitches yesterday, that takes a toll on your arm, and then coming out and throwing these pitches tonight, he's really keeping it in the zone. So
this one is upstairs for a ball, one ball and one strike. Westfall leads at first base. Hohner to the belt, now walks off the rubber and looks over the first base bag.
Yeah, he made that play yesterday, and Wes got the tag. Man, everybody went nuts.
Chopper up the middle. Could be a double play. There's a flip to Wasinger. One, the relay is not in time. So Forrest on Westfall is out number one. Garrett Jennings safe on the fielder's choice. Lane Miller did a good job of getting rid of that ball from the shortstop.
Yeah, good effort. Speedy wheels, he got there quick.
And that'll bring up Colton Newman. Runner at first, one away for the Silver Eagles. Going to really enjoy the Ridge and Valley Conference this year, and Ithaca, which won state last year, and DeSoto, and they're going to be decent, always Seneca is good. Wazika Steuben will have a good day when they're number ones on the mound, so it'll be an interesting ride each and every night in that Ridge and Valley. Weston will be right among the contenders. Here's one fouled off and out of play. 1-1 the count. And the Hornets hoping to contend in the Southwest Conference. I think it's kind of wide open in this league as well.
Yeah, we got our Platteville game canceled, rescheduled for the 23rd of April. We got Lancaster on Thursday, hoping to pick up a conference win. And I think a win tonight would really put a good vibe in the dugout, I could say, I guess.
Uh-huh. Good confidence. This one is fouled off by Colton Newman, and it's 1-2. And so you look at a non-conference game and you say, well, you know, maybe it isn't as important, but it kind of is for both schools.
Yeah, I mean,
here's a rip toward short.
Richland Center coming off two losses, and a win before a conference game is always nice, not even if it is non-conference, Phil. I got to say, all the sports I've done, and, I mean, coming off a win and then going into a conference game really, really gives a good feeling to the coaches and the players and just really helps them out, so.
You bet. Colton Newman with a ground out. Nice throw by Lane Miller over to first, and there are two away. Garrett Jennings is remaining at second base, and the batter will be Logan Bingham. Thomas Hohner now with a pickoff move, the runner back to second base. But from Weston's standpoint, if you do come back and win this game, it looks pretty good when you go to seeding in the tournament. You say, okay, I beat a bigger school, and that does sometimes give you maybe the edge to get another home game in the tournament. Time is called. Here comes Coach Lemke out of the dugout.
Yeah, I could agree with that, Phil. I mean, in Weston's standpoint, I mean, if you come back and be rich on center tonight and then you go into your next game, you got to feel good knowing that you came. I mean, you were down, you came back, you won the game against the bigger school. It's got to really make them feel good and ready for the next game.
Yeah, they play on Thursday night against North Crawford. It's a team we just saw last night. Well, the conference is over. Coach Lemke, boy, he sprinted out of the dugout there.
And, yeah, I wonder what the talk
sure.
was about.
There's a runner at second. I don't know if they're talking about a pickoff move or something, but
yeah,
a ball and no strikes on Logan Bingham. He grounded out last time. Runner leads at second. Two away for Weston. The pitch is high.
Yeah, that was a little high by Thomas, but, I mean, you can't complain about his performance tonight.
No, he's been doing well. 3-0, Galena leads Richland Center in girls soccer going on just behind us tonight. Here's the pitch by Hohner. That one is high. I would guess Thomas has, I don't know if he has any relatives on the team, but certainly has relatives or history in the Weston School District.
Yeah, his older brother graduated last year. He was an athlete in track and field, so.
Throw down to second, not in time, and it bobbles away into center field. That's going to mean Jennings will move on to third. The throw there is not in time, and Logan Bingham hustling from first to second after taking that walk, and now Weston's got two aboard with two away.
Man, I can't help to compliment Thomas on that play. He came back behind Isaac Gold playing third base to back up in case that throw was missed. And now they're all meeting at the mound for another meeting. Lemke still in the dugout, but it looks like they're having a little talk out there.
Runners at second and third, still two away in the top of the fourth for Weston, but they've got a golden opportunity here.
Yeah, get some runs in. And I mean, Phil, even when you're down four to nothing like they are now, you know, two runs, and they can build off that, and that'll give them some confidence, too, so.
Time is called. Now the batter, Gross, is back in. Runners lead at second and third, and the pitch is called a strike.
Oh, that was a nice right down the middle. And, Phil, I don't know if you can tell, but, I mean, the strikes that Thomas is throwing tonight, they look like they're a little slow, but they are in the zone.
This one is upstairs for a ball. That's what I always say. It's easier said than done, but
yeah.
You don't want to stand out there for 18 walks, you know. You you want guys to be using the bats and earning their way on base.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. Strike called on the batter. One and two.
And you mean the pitcher gets help. A foul ball is obviously a strike, so even if they're swinging and it goes foul, that really helps the pitcher out as well. So
here comes the next pitch. That's just above the strike zone.
Yeah, that was...
Gross took it all the way. So Jennings at third, Garrett, and Logan Bingham at second. Two away in the fourth for Weston, needing a two-out, two-strike hit. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Hohner gets out of it here for the Hornets. That'll do it for Weston. Thomas now with three strikeouts in the inning. No runs. There was a hit. No errors and two left aboard. We go to the bottom of four. Hornets leading 3-0 over Weston on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental, you can have the same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Chinwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chinwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chinwood Electric.
Weston's Trevor Westfall delivers a ball, bottom of four here at Richland Center. And here's a rip by Brady Dosh, and that one's going to land in there for a base hit. He'll round and look. Hey, Brady's got three hits today.
Yeah, putting on a performance. And Brady's one of those emotional kids, so you got to, I mean, it puts some confidence in that kid to get some hits. And I've been with him for basketball and football and now baseball as well, so. I've really got to see him.
Yep, he's a good athlete.
His
motor's going all the time. He reads the pitcher now, takes a big lead. He's got a jump. He's running. Here's the pitch low. Throw to second base.
Wow.
Not going to be in time.
What a good effort by the pitcher, or by the catcher. And Phil, I mean, that catcher, he's from behind the plate all the way to second. That's a long throw, too. So.
Yeah, Garrett Granger's skilled catcher. He's played a lot of innings. Runner at second base. Here's the pitch. That is called a strike.
Good thrown.
One ball and one strike to Jacob McDonald, number two hitter in the order. Lane Miller due next. Dosh leads at second. Changeup is a ball. 2-1 to the hitter. Richland Center soccer team trailing 3-0 at the break. We'll get a softball update here pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, hopefully.
Here's the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. 3-1, the count. Runner again getting a lead at second base. Bingham playing close to the bag up the middle from the second base side. Here's the pitch. That one is going to be ripped to center. Coming over the center fielder. It's going to drop in there. They're going to bring on Dosh. He's being waved. Throw home up the line. And the Hornets score their fourth run on the play. McDonald goes to second base. So the fourth run coming across on a big hit by Jacob McDonald.
Yeah.
Hornets getting around on it today.
Courtesy runner coming in.
That is McGlynn, I believe, number seven. As we look through the window, I didn't plan on sunshine, so I didn't bring my cool man shades.
Yeah.
Here is Miller. Nobody out in the fourth for the Hornets. Westfall ready.
Westlund's positioned right to the batter's eyes. So, wow, and he put that one in play.
Right center field. It's going to be in there. Coming around to score is McDonald on a hit by Lane Miller.
Wow.
Three straight hits for the Hornets. And they're going up there aggressively, too. Their first ball swinging as Lane Miller was there.
Yeah, Phil, I gotta say, Coach Lemke was not pleased with their last two performances. But, man, it looks like we're coming out aggressive here in this game as Weston takes him on for a quick meeting. And the batter's coming over to talk to Coach Lemke.
Still nobody out in the fourth inning. Three straight hits here for the Hornets. Two RBIs, one from McDonald and one from Miller. And it's a 4-0 game in the bottom of the fourth inning. Action sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Join us for the postgame show sponsored tonight by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. Also, we'll move on toward the turning point of the game, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. You got cotton candy as well.
That's yeah.
Sugar you up a little bit.
Yeah. Keep me awake up here.
Is that what it is? Maybe I'll have to try that sometime.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm thinking they're getting some new stuff in the concession stands down there.
Oh, they got cotton candy? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. It's hard to eat and do play-by-play at the same time.
So. Yeah.
Get all sticky, but there's a way. I'd probably try it.
And here we go. Everybody's breaking. Pitcher's on the mound. Batter's going back. So
that's Wes Bosworth. He hit into a fielder's choice in the first, doubled and scored in the third.
Yeah. Wes, you know, he's not a small kid, and he can put that ball on the play.
Pitch to the runner going. It's a ball.
Wow.
Throw to second. Going to be close. No, the ball popped loose, and
ooh,
a stolen base for Lane Miller.
Man, if he would have had a little bit better grip on that ball, that would have been out.
Yeah, Granger got rid of it in a hurry.
Wow, yeah, what a quick throw by Granger, the catcher, to second base. He got that off quick and accurate.
Bosworth, the left-handed batter. Westfall set the pitch.
Oh, and West with a hit.
First base side picked up by the pitcher. Underhand flip to first in time. And on the play, Lane Miller moves to third. So it advances the runner. And the batter will be Isaac Gauld. Isaac has hit into an error and also has grounded out. So the Hornets with another runner, a heartbeat away here at third base, and only one away. Now something out of the infield, even if it's a fly ball, got a chance to score. Here's the pitch.
Wow, swinging on that one, and away he goes, and he's going to make the throw, it looks like.
Jennings will throw it, and they got it, but a run scores for the Hornets.
Yeah, Lane, so.
Lane comes in. That's three runs across now for the Hornets in the inning and two away.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, Phil. The Hornets are looking way more aggressive than they have in the last two games. And the atmosphere in the dugout, everybody was laughing and dancing around, just good atmosphere. So
you need it once in a while, huh?
Yeah.
High fly ball to right center field. Coming on the center fielder, plays it on the bounce, and Wasinger is aboard with a hit.
I mean, the guys get down here right after school. They come down here and just throw the ball, batter's cages. So they're playing baseball from the time school gets done until the time the game starts.
Gotta love it. Calling time is Peterson, and he is ready to go. Runner leads at first. The pitch, this one fouled back, nothing and one. I was coming out here for winter sport toward the end of the season, and there were some players that weren't out for winter sport, and it was so beautiful that day. They were out here practicing, and it was like February. They were hitting the ball around a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you get nice weather in February and snow in April. I guess that's Wisconsin for you.
Chopper foul outside of third off the bat of Peterson. Wasinger will retreat to first base bag. Three runs across, Hornets leading 6-0 over Weston. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll see Weston next week against Ithaca. First showdown of the year between the two. There's the pitch with the runner going. Strike three called, and that'll get Peterson. That will do it. So three strikeouts for Westfall, but in the inning, the Hornets score three times on total of four base hits. No errors, one left aboard. Four in the books here at RCHS. Richland Center now leads it 6-0 over Weston on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold-certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion meeting the rigorous gold-level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASE-certified master technicians and a limited 36,000-mile, 36-month peace-of-mind warranty on parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
Wagner Auto Service is proud to be your hometown family-owned towing business. If it needs a tow, they can handle it no matter the size. You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wagner Auto Service. They do it all.